There's been many media reports about teen pregnancies in Kenya in the past few weeks. In April, Human Rights Watch reported about young girls who are being abused while they're out of school during the lockdown, but the Kenya government didn't come out to address the issue at the time. Now, more than ever, children need protection from their abusers. They need age-appropriate sex education so that they know when they're in harm's way. Of course, health facilities should work within the confines of the law, but cracking down on health facilities that have offered services to children will not necessarily solve the problem of sex among minors or predators who are preying on children. Instead, the government should now work with relevant stakeholders to think about how to take care of the pregnant girls, to prevent teen pregnancies by ensuring that children can report sexual abuse and find justice.
President Kenyatta feels that maybe when there will be no contraceptives, the girls will now be very careful and not to engage in some sexual acts. Do you think that this is going to work for the government, or they should just let it be and let the clinics continue offering the family planning services for the underage girls, at least to control the teenage pregnancies?
What has been proven to work in preventing teen pregnancies around the world in several places is age-appropriate sex education. Because this education teaches children, it helps them understand how they are changing as they continue to grow. Cracking down on health institutions, pretending that these things are not happening, those strategies are not going to work because those are the strategies that have been used for a very long time till now, and we are still seeing many teenagers getting pregnant. So now is the time to change tact, to move towards information and also protecting children and not blaming them when these things happen, because when children are growing, what they need is support, what they need is information, they need protection. That is what they need, and that is what will protect them.